Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome you to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. So we talk everything Milan, a 3-win in a row. Milan and Stevie P, let the calculations begin, Milan. Stevie P, Vinny T, always here faithfully every Monday night. Stevie P, have you taken out your calculator yet? This is a Presidente sent you.
Fuck the calculator. Let's go. Fuck the calculator. Whatever, by any means necessary. Let's go. Calculations, shove them up your ass. The season is a failure. No matter what, it's time for us to win the Coppa Italia. That's what counts. Everything else is a bonus.
All right. So we'll go from there. Let's take it back. I know Coast to Coast went through the game on Friday, but let me take you back to Friday, Stevie P. Bologna-Milan 3-1 win. First half wasn't very pretty, but Jovic being Jovic, you know, like he comes off the bench, he plays pretty good, starts two games, can't perform. Jimenez comes in. Your thoughts on this game, man? Let's do a little quick recap and what you thought about it.
I think they had to win. They had to show that this is the Milan that they're going to get in Rome when we play for the Coppa Italia. Going down once again is a problem. I think that they've had all season, but we seem to shoot ourselves in the foot, go down, and then remember how to play soccer again. So in the Coppa Italia final, I'm not too worried about us going down. What I'm worried about is finishing these guys off, because Bologna will be hyped up. It's not something that they're used to playing for. It's new for it's new for the owners, the Saputo family. It's a long time they don't play for a trophy. The last time they played for a trophy, it was here in Montreal, his other team, CF Montreal, if he remembers that that he still has that other team.
But formerly known as L'Impact de Montréal.
Yes. If he remembers, and now again, cheers to them. But this is a final, so I don't care about them. I don't care about Bologna. I care about Milan. I want to win the fucking Coppa Italia.
You know, I was going to get into this after, like, you know, this whole league. You talked about the calculations. And look, we spoke about the game with Coast to Coast. And I want to ask you this, Steve. Take the red and black glasses out. At the beginning of the season, because it would be the beginning of the season, top four finish and two cups, would you have called that a failure at the time?
Absolutely.
Because you're always fixated on the Scudetto. Like, I know you always go back to, I want to win a Scudetto. Why would you consider it a failure if I told you at the beginning of the season, top four finish and a Supercoppa and a Coppa Italia? Why would you consider that a failure?
Because we need to win the Scudetto. We are 19 Scudettos. We need 20. Our cousins are at 20. It's very important that we get to 20. That's why we have things that go on, and we'll talk about it after. Boban interview. We have, you know, the guys in the Milan chat, who, again, were right. They're just, it's not the same. We need to make sure that the ownership understands that for us, winning is important, and that we need that 20th Scudetto. It means a lot more than they think it means. And this is the thing that's irritating me. And yes, fourth place is not a trophy. Arsene Wenger said in an interview a while back ago, fourth place would become almost like a trophy. That's talking like an Arsenal fan. Arsenal has spent billions of dollars and will end up with zero. Zero. They will end up with zero and still make more money than us. So we might as well just do what we have to do for the fans, get them that 20th Scudetto and build a project and a team that these fans can be proud of. I don't want to be Arsenal. I don't want to be Tottenham. And Tottenham and Manchester United will fight in the Europa League finals for a trophy. They are 14th and I think 17th respectively, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember the standing. This is crazy, guys. This is crazy.
All right. I'll respect your opinion on that one. I think if I would have been asked at the beginning of the season as well with a different opinion, I think it wouldn't have been a failure at the beginning of the season. But again, you said fuck the calculators. I know all the results today that go our way over this weekend, we're going to be talking about that. Before we head into the football segment, Steve, any player to you stood out on, I think Jimenez is the easy answer. Anybody that stood out to you over the weekend or maybe just completely failed? I know Loftus-Cheek starting did not have a great outing. Maybe give me your top and flop of this game, the way you looked at it.
For me, the top was the 3 points, really. To be very honest with you, right now, this late in the season with, with not much going on, it's really hard to pick someone who was outstanding because they're not outstanding. Throughout the whole year, they were not outstanding.
Would you agree that the highest rated on sports media set was Conceição? Would you agree with that, with the changes that he made? And they had actually João Félix rated high. I know the guys on Coast to Coast didn't rate him very high. I didn't think he had a bad game, but they actually rated Conceição as the man of the match. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely not. That's the Italian media, completely bonkers, and have lost their nuggets and do not know how to watch soccer anymore. I'm sorry. It's ludicrous how we watch this game now. I don't watch it this way. For me, results, it's a team thing. The top and flop, great during the season when we have time. Now we're at crunch time. We're at match day 36. We've screwed ourselves over to be in this position where we sit an embarrassing eighth. Yes, we're going for the Coppa Italia. Yes, we won the Supercoppa. But remember, we make the Supercoppa just because others win the Scudetto and others finish, and we finish second.
We still won it, though, Steve. That's my
counter-argument,
too.
I don't care. I don't care about your argument. This is what it is. These are like the English League, and they're 19 cups. These pretend cups that we go waste our time and our money in Saudi Arabia. For me, nice, good momentum builders. But when you're finishing eighth, you got kicked out of Champions League, and you're nowhere close to you're close to the Champions League by some divine miracle. And it will be a miracle if it actually comes through. And I'll take it. I don't care. I really don't.
Do you think it's in Milan fashion, Steve, that somehow, some way, and I know it's a very not probable, do you think it's in Milan fashion way that, God forbid, we will make fourth place and win the Coppa Italia, that it kind of hide the fact of the season? Maybe not like for Milan fans like ourselves, but to the presidency and the ownership. Do you think this would hide the failure of the season?
They would be just idiotic to think like that. It's not the way that Milan functions. This is not in Milan fashion. This is absolutely the complete opposite of Milan fashion.
I mean, in the last couple of years, where it's like something good happens and we kind of forget everything that's bad that's happened in the past. Like, you know, some people seem to forget about the banter years and how bad that was. But it's okay. So you're saying like, no, it does not. To most people, will not erase the season the way it went.
No, because Milan have to be competitive all the time. And that's our DNA. That's what we've lost that along the way. We've lost that along the way, and we're happy with finishing fourth. We're happy with Super Copas. I'm not happy. I want to be playing like my cousins in the Champions League final.
How about you guys in the comments? Do you agree with me? Do you agree with Stevie P? Let us know, man. Super chats are open. Patreon, thank you very much. Vinny Mancini, we're going to answer your question a little later. Thank you to all the supporters. Steve, we're going to go into why the some people have taken out the calculations on this week. Let's take it over to our segment. And this segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and EPL here in Canada. E se può anche ascoltare in italiano. Starting off the week, obviously, with the Milan win 3-1. Como even more securing Steve, moving into 10th place, Como. Did not see Como 10 weeks in being in 10th place, but good for them. Hopefully they don't become a Monza after a couple of years. Do you think they have what it takes to stay in Serie A for the next couple of years?
They have the money. It's how long is that owner gonna be willing to shell out the money in a league that doesn't generate him any money? That's the question. The question number two as well is what happens to Cesc Fabregas? Does he go somewhere else? Does he want to apply his trade somewhere else? That'll make a big difference as well.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Sorry, that needed a trompetta for this game, 3-1. Stevie P, then we got into Lazio-Juve, leaving it quite late for Lazio. A red card slapping across the head. Steve, I made a bet with Signor Saverio at the bar. I told him 3 weeks ago when we spoke about me and you and said... I go, the one surprise that we thought was going to happen was going to be Juve not making top four. So we bet on them not taking top four. And so far, it looks like I'm going to be winning that bet. But are they going to make it, Steve? Are they going to make it? We're going to take a look at week 37 next. We have a couple of slides on the next couple of games. But on this game, I think they had it. They had it to win, Steve. And it just kind of crumbled. I don't know.
Yeah, they remind me of Barcelona. They also crumbled in the final seconds of their Champions League semifinal against Inter. Not to the same magnitude, but yeah, Juve needs to find itself the whole season. They've been, you know, almost as bad as a soap opera as we have. But I don't know if they stay in. It'll depend their final matches. I think there's someone who plays Udine, and Udine lost to Monza this week. So,
yeah, Empoli, big 3 points, Steve, battling for the staying up in Serie A. We're going to take a look at the tables after that. Parma a bit safer than everybody else, but Empoli taking away the crucial 3 points. Steve, Monza, I felt bad. I really felt bad. I saw them come back, win it in, like, you know, late in the game, and they're celebrating. I'm like, I get you want to celebrate because you're winning the game, but it's just, you're still going to Serie B. And I don't know, get the Balde scoring there, 2-1. Do you see a Monza, like, battling to come back to Serie A next year?
I think so. I think they have the right mindset there at Monza not to stay in Serie B for much longer.
Two teams that needed, Lecce especially, needed the 3 points. 1-1 stalemate on this one, and it's going to make it so much more interesting in the next 2 weeks. Torino-Inter, Steve, un delugio. Did you see that rain on that pitch, Steve? It was quite crazy in this game, but to me, no surprise here. We were joking around at the bars, like, oh, look, you put 7 past Barcelona, all of a sudden you're going to go play Torino and tie 1-1. But And then, you know, we'll talk about the Napoli soon, but Inter here, Steve, nothing surprising in this result.
No, they were able to turn over their team almost completely and get a result.
And good for them. Vieira, he seems to be doing the job there at Genoa, Steve. Napoli, I don't know what it was. I did watch this game, Steve, and I'm not sure. I don't know if taking them lightly on this one, because when they went up 2-1, tied 1-1, and Genoa completely deserved that tying goal. Napoli going up 2-1, and it seemed like they kept on pushing and kept on pushing, and then Genoa out of nowhere came out with the header there and just pulled it off to 2-2. Your thoughts on this game? And I don't think the Scudetto è perso. It's still two games left, and I just think this makes it more exciting.
This is Napoli bottling up their Scudetto. I think they needed this win. This is two drop points that add absolutely pressure that they did not need. Inter will be thinking of a Champions League final. I think it's May 30th, if I'm not mistaken. But they didn't need this. I think it's added pressure that they didn't need. And dropping 2 points to Genoa at home, never a good sign.
And definitely so. We're going to take a look at the standings after. Two results that definitely kind of helped Milan. A surprise here, Steve. And these are the ballbuster teams of these last weeks. Venezia going up 2-0 against Fiorentina. Fiorentina taking one back in, like, in the 74th, 75th minute. But were you surprised by this score today?
I think Venezia really needed these points, and I'm really surprised that they defended their home soil like they did against Fiorentina.
Let's take a look at this, Steve, as you speak, right? Venezia was at 26, Steve. Look at that, right? So definitely, like we're saying, like these ball busters, but Fiorentina, I don't know. It just didn't feel like they came to win today. I don't know if you were able to catch the highlights of the game, but Venezia did definitely deserve to win on this one.
Good on Venezia. They did us a favor. I know the chat was going crazy. They really had to win. They did have to win. And it gets them out of the relegation zone. So good for them.
Roma finally losing one, STVP. Atalanta winning at home, 2-1. For me, I don't think the score was a surprising one, but I felt that Roma took the fight to Atalanta. Atalanta could have been up 2-3 in the first 15, 20 minutes. Watch this one as well. How about your takes on this game here?
This is Atalanta that we needed a couple of weeks ago as well, but failed to show up. And now we have Atalanta doing us a favor against Roma. Then we have to take our own business, and we need to beat Roma. So that's part of everybody's calculations. But you know, good on Atalanta for doing us a favor. Everybody who did us a favor, I have no problem with that. No problem with that whatsoever.
So speaking of calculations, Steve, you told me to fuck my calculator and my algorithms. And look, guys, I like to joke around. I like to be positive. Let's look at this, Steve, right? I know, looking at this right now, let's just take a look at week 37. So next week. And they did did you see, Steve, Serie A final day? Everybody's playing at the same time, saying a 2:45 start for week 38. I think it was confirmed. I think that's a good choice. But I feel it's a bit of excitement for a bit of Serie A, but looking at these games coming up, where's your surprise score in this one? So let's take a look at our direct competitors. Fiorentina Bologna, right there. You're Eeks. Having... huh? Eeks?
We need an Eeks.
Inter Lazio, che dice Stevie P?
But if the donkeys of Inter, they can do us a favor, they can beat Lazio. It would be nice.
All right.
And they will... No, we need Uno. And even if that hamster of a Figo that magically is back in the chat again today, because he's a ham, only comes when Inter wins. Well, come back next week, Figo, and make sure that Inter beats Lazio, you stupid ham.
And thank you for subscribing to the channel, Figo. Juve Udinese, Steve. Now, this is an interesting one because
this Udinese is where all our dreams get shattered.
You think
it's so? It's where all our dreams get shattered, guys. This Udine has absolutely nothing to play for. If Juve can't beat Udine, then we have a big problem.
But they did just lose to Monza. Monza Empoli, that's another relegation battle there. You have Cagliari, Venezia needing those 3 points. And in the end, Roma, Milan. They ain't going to be an easy one, Steve, especially Roma coming off a loss against Atalanta. So calculations begin. And Stevie P, I asked you last time we were on, forget the top four. Let's look at the bottom. Who's joining Monza? Are you still with, I think last time we spoke, you told me the exact two places that are there, Lecce and Empoli. Are you still sticking with the same teams? Let me take you to week 37.
I really feel bad for
Lecce is playing. Lecce is playing Torino, Monza's playing Empoli, Parma Napoli. You never know. But do you think they're going to join? It's really tough.
It's going to be very interesting. It's nice that we have a good race, a good race up top, a good race for a fourth spot, and a good relegation race. Like, this is cool. Unfortunately, we have a lot of teams in the middle that have a lot of stuff that they can play for. You know, Torino, Udine, Genoa. Genoa did their business against Napoli. Udine, if they can do their business against Juve, makes it very, very interesting for Milan if we can beat Roma, right? So let's see. Milan has a lot of stuff that's not in our favor, like heads-to-head against a lot of the teams, which we screwed up during the year. So it would be a modern-day miracle if we make fourth place.
And on that note, that segment was brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and EPL. Stevie P, leave it to Milan, right? 3 days before a Coppa Italia final. Reindeers. We have Manchester City wants Reindeers. This is Boban interview. I'm going to take you through some notes after, Steve, and I want to ask your take about this Boban interview. I'm a kind of guy, at our age, Steve, we're a bit more mature, a bit more older in our lives, and I always try to there's always two sides to the story. And as I'm listening to Boban today, Zorro, Steve, it's hard to go against Boban. What a Milanista. I'm always like, okay, but there's always the other side of the story, but the only problem that I had was the timing of this interview. I loved it. I completely loved it. I'm going to take you through what I did take notes down, but you got to love the guy, no? Un Milanista al cuore.
Yeah, again, and this is, for once, it's not on Milan. So this is a Milan podcast that's not attached to Milan itself. And they had the opportunity to interview Boban. Take it when you can. The thing is that, yes, there's two sides of the story, but we'll never know one side because they won't speak about it. So we're going to get his side, and he's, candid enough to be as honest as possible and say the truth. So, yeah, absolutely, I'm going to side with Boban.
He came out genuine, Steve, authentic, and genuine.
I have a hard time going against any Milanista when it comes to that. It's just that. Boban didn't have the billions to buy the team. I wish he did have the billions to buy the team, but he didn't. And unfortunately, it's a dick measuring contest, and both he and Maldini lost. This is the business of it. This is what's going to happen. It was for them to try to convince them that it's wrong, but from his interview, it seems like there's a lot of other people that are a little snaky in this room of who is the top dog at Milan, which is very scary if you ask me.
My takeaways from his interview, Steve, was he's talking about quando Maldini m'ha chiamato, when he called me when I got out of FIFA. He's like, we're talking about, and our plan was clean it up, get consistent, and be competitive. He goes, minimum of 3-year plan, right? And then he asks him, like, when did you start seeing problems? And he says, as soon as I started. And that's where I was like, okay, you know, he mentioned, non sono da calcio. They are not in, they don't understand the soccer world. And the most, for me, the most important comment that I got from him was, and I'm translating here in English, we must fight against them for the good of Milan is the perfect synthesis of the quackery of and incompetence of ownership and management. Let's hope that even these few deluded businessmen finally open their eyes and minds. What I got from all of that, Steve, is that in the end, Boban is a Milanista at heart, and he wants the best for Milan. And I know all of us have had our criticism about ownership, whether it be level 10 to level 1, hearing it from Boban in this way, and it's like, and I'm taking back his words again, he goes, trying to turn fans into customers. And that really hit me. It really hit me where it's like, you know how many times, Steve, I've said, guys, it's a business, we need to realize it. But that really hit me hard, where turning fans into customers. What did you take of all his comments there?
Yeah, I didn't like that portion of the interview because he was talking about the Elliott portion of it. The Elliott portion of it, he should have known that they're not of soccer. That's on him for not knowing that. This is it's a hedge fund that doesn't do this. It has a high risk venture capitalists that go and save companies that are in trouble. Milan was a company that was in trouble. It had no owner. It got flambéed. He fails to mention that it was also sold by Silvio to Ling John Hill. That's the portion of the interview that I hated the most, because that's not the accurate truth. And he should have known, as someone who was at FIFA coming in, and Maldini should have known the same thing as well.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
You're coming into a business, you know, that you love, which is Milan, owned by people that care that they want to make their money back, and that saved your Milan and made it financially solvent first. So that's the portion that I didn't like, because he was mixing both ownership groups when he was talking about that. Right? The turning.
You're right.
Okay, let me finish. The turning fans into customers, that's the North American way. The North American way is all about that. The fans will always be fans, but they need them to spend money. And they need them to spend money in leagues that make their teams money. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, will put hockey in there too. Those franchises actually make money. They need to turn fans into customers, because Serie A doesn't make anybody any money. It actually costs people money.
So I like that take.
It's fun. You have to be able to listen to this and get his point. And again, I side with him and I agree with him. But there's a bigger issue that everybody is scared to talk about. It's easy to talk about Milan. Right? It's easy to talk about Milan because he cares about it, but there's so many other teams. Go down the list. There's other teams that still don't make money, still have to turn fans into customers as well. They're doing it. It's just we do a shit job about it, because everything we do out in the media is absolutely garbage. The PR department is garbage.
And it's been the last 2 years have been in the positive, Steve. And it's going back to what you're saying, right? It's like the bigger problem at hand. And I see your take on his interview, but I just felt that it came off as genuine. I just don't like the timing of this, especially, like, you know, 3 days and like who the hell am I?
That's not on him. That's not on him.
Yeah.
That's not on him. It's not on him. It's not on on the channel. This is when they were able to get it. This is when they were able to air it. This is on Milan to squash it. Go win the fucking Coppa Italia, and everybody's gonna forget about this interview. Everything else is true. What he says. Did they get rid of Maldini like shit? Absolutely. They got rid of him like shit, like garbage. Unfortunately, this is the business that it is. Someone had to get in. Someone had to get into Cardinale's ear. Start doing addition by subtraction, and you'll be able to find that the people that are left are the people that got in his ear. Because in theory, Boban wasn't able to surpass the Elliott Fund years. He was almost out immediately because he didn't like it. But he should have known that's their business. It's to get their money back. Then Maldini wins the Scudetto, and then magically, what touched me the most of his interview is that when they said they, and he always refers to they and won't name who they are. Well, it's probably Furlani, Moncada, and again, let's add Ibra to there too. Those three, they needed Maldini out so that they can do what they want. That's pretty sad. And what they did is absolutely garbage.
You took it that way, that, or do you think that, and you, Steve, you said it, you just said it 5 minutes ago, you said it 2 years ago, whose dick is bigger? That's what we felt like, you know, that went down with Cardinale, is that, I don't know if Maldini was trying to take too much space, but guys, it is what it is. Guys, fantastic interview. You could go take a look on YouTube, just take a look at Boban, it came out today. But all in all, were you surprised of anything, or was it just like, okay, you're kind of like confirming everything that we were thinking already?
Not surprised at all. I'm surprised. We'll talk about it in the news. I'm surprised that the players we were going to sign, and for, you know, for whatever reason, and we know the reason, it was to make back money, that they did not sign them. That's the thing that hurts me the most.
Did what you hear that thing about most? Salamaker's 6 million, but in the end it was 8 million? Like, he was very vague about that. It's like, I signed him for 6, but in the end it was for 8, and it just left it at that. I found it a little weird.
But that's why. It was open and honest when he chose to be, and then vague when he chose to be. So I have no problem with the interview. I really liked it. Again, it's just certain things that bother me and confirm what this small little podcast has been saying for like 2-3 years now, that Milan don't have a project. And they will make a turn once they get a project. And everybody else around them has some sort of project. Right now, it's Napoli, Inter, and Atalanta heading with some sort of project. The rest of us all fall in this, let's throw shit at the wall and let's see if it sticks. Well, for Roma, it sticks. And they made a comeback that I would never thought that they would have made. But for the rest, it's always the same thing. So I'm getting sick and tired of it. I'm actually getting really, really annoyed about the bureaucracy of Serie A. And, you know, for someone who's almost 80 years old, like Ranieri, to almost be in tears in a press conference saying, it's una vergogna, it's a shame that they go play in places that have, you know, state-of-the-art stadiums, and we barely have running water in the stadiums that we have in Italy. So super, super, super disappointed.
I'm going to take it through some news articles that you posted up on, Steve. Then we're just going to close it off with, we're going to finish off with Vinny Mancini's question on Patreon. I'm going to wrap this one up. Guys, remember Wednesdays, click subscribe, notification bell at nighttime. coast to coast. We'll be on. We'll be a win. A celebration. We'll be a deceit. Deception. We shall see Coppa Italia final live on Wednesday night on the channel. Steve, this story has come up a couple times. Arabs now are. I saw this like 8 months ago or something. But Tancredi Palmieri, is he like the National Enquirer of Serie A? It's like, do people take him seriously now? You know that c'è un fondo arabo molto interessato avrebbe già scelto Paolo Maldini.
So that's where I blame Milan. So my goal with putting that out there for everybody is not that a new ownership group, whatever nationality they are, wants to come and buy Milan. My problem with that is that that gets put on whatever site. I think that's Pianeta Milan. But whatever site, it could be any site, someone at Milan has to squash that. If you're a serious project, if you're something that, you know, you want to continue with this project for a long period of time, you need to squash that shit. Unless you're actually having conversations. So now, as a Milan fan, I take this as, oh, okay, they're conversating with someone else to sell, which is probably the worst possible time to do that. Because remember the last time we conversated with someone to sell? Elliot was selling to Cardinale. And it screwed up all our summer mercato.
That's a very good point on that one. Taking it through, even with the Boban stuff, Presso Olmo, Soboslai, Mi dissero di no, cacciate di Maldini vergognoso. Obviously, Maldini exit was una vergogna, as it was in Italian. But I don't know, like coming up with names with Olmo and Soboslai. I don't know. Like, I didn't take this one as like, oh my God, we missed out on like two superstars. How'd you take this news, this title on this one?
We missed out on two superstars.
Do you hear superstars?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're better than anything we have on our team right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You got a point.
The interview says this was the money from the sale of Suso and Piantek, which brought in $50 million. And they were going to sign these two guys for $40 million and pocket $10 million. And the fuckers said no. And we ended up with I think he says who they signed. I forget who they signed. It's not who we have now. But we signed. I'm forgetting who they signed. But whoever we signed, these guys would have been better. Why is Soboslai good for Liverpool but not for Milan? Why is Dani Almo good for Barcelona but not for Milan?
The good guys, let us know if anybody in the chats would remember who did we sign instead of those two guys.
Mic drop.
Steve, Reindeers, Manchester City seems sono interessato. Reindeers, we just signed them to a contract extension. What do you make of this news? And if you do believe it, what's your number on Reindeers? What number will make you comfortable?
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
There's no fucking number because you need to keep this guy. You cannot make the same mistake as you made. Again, we're going to say it's a mistake because no one's going to play armchair quarterback and say that we knew that Tonali was betting on games and had his gambling addiction. This is also there because if Milan had a project, understood what they wanted to do in this final couple of days and what they wanted to do over the summer to start next year in the complete opposite fashion that we started this year, once we see the Reindeers rumor come out, someone needs to squash it. But no one's going to squash it, which as a Milan fan, yes, it's exactly the same conversation as the selling. Are we seeing a trend here, guys? If you don't want to squash it, that means maybe you want to sell it. And if you sell the Dejani Reindeers over the summer after the season that he's had this year, yes, you will fetch a fee of whatever it is, 50 million, 60 million, but you will have an entire red and black army gunning for your heads. Gunning for your heads because they will not be able to take it anymore. And they are consistently right. Unless you replace him by someone who's going to give you as much, if not more, production than what you said.
And Oscar has a point on there. Thank you, Oscar. 49 Super Chat. What have Milan and his fan done in the past life to have continually deal with nonsense every summer? We never have peace. And he's right. Thank you, Oscar, for the Super Chat. Greatly appreciated. What have we done, Steve?
I have the answer for Oscar. Oscar, when you have an owner like Silvio Berlusconi, who really invested a lot of his money in this club, lost a lot of money for a long, long time in a league that was top class, that had tons and tons, not l'acqua sciacquata that we have this these past couple of years, really had top class. The league itself was flying. And you're able to bring in 4 Champions Leagues, 3-4 Scudetto. There's teams that will not even win 3-4 Scudettos in their 100 years of existence. So you have to be able to take yourself out of the vacuum that we're in, which is really hard there, Oscar. I can't. I'm guilty of this almost all the time. But because we are used to winning, we want to win all the time. We want to win all the time.
This is the
curse that we are.
The curse that we are. Thank you once again, Oscar. Steve, you had put up last but not least here. Ancelotti, Citi del Brasile, il più grande della storia per la più grande squadra della planeta. The biggest team in the world for the biggest coach in the world. What do you think of those comments, Steve? Not in the last 10 years, the biggest team in the world.
Oh, this one just makes me sick. I can't wrap
you
my head around
a bit of
it.
Brioche on that one.
Yeah, I needed to talk about this. This is something that I'm gonna have trouble digesting that.
Which comment?
Because it's not. That's from Brazil. I couldn't care less what they say. They're not the biggest team in the world. They are getting probably one of the best coaches in the world. I have no problem with Ancelotti. I have a problem with Ancelotti suiting up for Brazil before he suits up for Italy. That's going to bother me. When he has his suit on and it has the Brazil crest, this is going to bother me a lot. I understand that the game has changed. I understand the game has changed. I understand the coaches. I'm pretty sure he's bringing home a boatload of money. There's probably going to be schools in Brazil that are going to probably either not be built or built in his name if he brings them home a World Cup. The fact that Italy is chasing Brazil and he might get them another World Cup before we get one. The only thing that's in our advantage is that the Pope died, and every year that the Pope died, Italy won a World Cup. So let's go.
No. When the World Cup was played in the Pope's
home country. Yes.
The Pope's country,
right.
We won, right? And
every time the Pope died, Avellino gets promoted. So that's another one.
Anthony, another super chat. Thank you so very much. Another faithful follower. 49, Reindeers and Pulisic are two of the guys who absolutely need to stay. I think they were discussing to Steve that they wouldn't have a problem with a TO sell. Pulisic and Reindeers are the two guys that you need to keep. Steve, if you had the choice, you know, let's say, would it be a TO or a Leao for that matter? Or those are the two guys for you as well that set on touche pas, no touch?
Look, I think Theo, just because, you know, I like him. I like what he did for Milan. I appreciate that he came to Milan. But sometimes you need to learn where to cut and when to cut. I need Milan to make decisions, right? So, you know, Jimenez with a J had a fantastic season for a young kid. I think he can slot in there. I think you can find a left back that brings you something, not the same as Theo going forward, but the same, but maybe a little bit of what he gives going forward and a little bit more defensively that can help us on that left side. For me, Leao is not sellable, not right now. I think you need to sell high. And right now we would be selling low. Yes, statistically, you know, Martino, I follow him all the time. I understand statistically. It's just the body language and where the team is, we would be selling low. And I think it would be a bad time to sell Leao. And I agree. I agree. Reinders and Pulisic need to stay. Everybody else is extendable.
Definitely agree with you, Anthony. Thank you very much again for the super chat. Steve, before we do our closing shots and our predictions of the Coppa Italia, I'm sorry in advance. Vinny Mancini is apologizes in advance. The one question from Patreon. Let's change the subject from what we've been talking about. What's happening, gentlemen? My question revolves around the no-show, Origi. Where the heck is this guy and why are we paying him to do fuck all? From my understanding, if you sign a contract, you're obliged to show up for work, whether you're stuck in a janitorial position or a starting executive slot. This fuck is starting to push Caldara into secondo posto when it comes to Milan's worst signing. Where is this guy? Why he no show for work? How do you think Milan's management is handling this farce? Thanks, guys, and sempre forza Milan. He's got a point. What is he doing?
I don't think they want him there. And they were ready to, I think, terminate his contract. But he didn't want because I don't think he was able to find the team. People correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think he has a team. So he's like a coach who got fired and is just sitting down collecting a paycheck. But guys, let's face it. That's a Maldini signing, right? So they were not all perfect, the signings, right? So
we're going to be able to speak on both sides.
100%, right? So, like, yeah. You can turn at all the great things he did, but he also signed Rigi for a boatload of money. And we put it up maybe about a month, 2 months ago. All the money we've wasted. Yeah, all the money we wasted on guys like that, right? So, someone, Super Scout Moncada, needed to see that Rigi was not the answer to whatever striker we wanted, right? And it didn't really last long because he didn't last here long. So, to answer you, Vinny, the guy is sitting down, and he's really that. He's collecting a check and not doing much. So I don't know if he'll play soccer again. Hopefully he does, but it won't be at Milan. I can't wait to get that contract off the books.
I think, guys, if you guys know, where's Facebook, Frank, when you need him? But I think Origi's maybe, I don't think, one more year. I think it's 4 years, $4 million a year on a free. But we got him on a free. Steve, let's finish it up. I'm going to take you through my thoughts. I'll take you through yours. We'll wrap this up. Coppa Italia. You know what? If we have to win one for the first time in, what has it been, guys? 10 years, 11 years? Correct me if I'm wrong. It's no better time to win it. And I'm not saying it in a way to hide the fact of the season being, you know, a very big disappointment. For me, I'm going to be honest. I know your take. For me, if somehow, some way, we win the Coppa Italia, Supercoppa, and the stars fucking align, and I'm going to go play the lottery, and somehow we finish in fourth place, I'm not going to take it as a success, but I wouldn't take it as a failure. For me, Jimenez is going to start. I don't think Jovic has given enough to see. Of his last, he merited his two starting roles, Steve, because he did very well when he came off the bench. But for me, Jimenez has to start. And honestly, I might not, this is not the popular vote. João Felix did not do bad on the last game. I possibly see him starting on the next one. Then again, he started because Leao wasn't there. So no, I'm going to go with Jimenez on this one. 2-0. I'm going to go with 2-0. Guys, stay tuned on Wednesday, possibly a pregame and coast to coast going on night to review the game. Steve, your previews for the Coppa Italia final.
for me, yes, I agree. I think Jimenez should start. I think it's a 4-3-4-3 again. We need to secure ourselves on the back. Pavlovic did not look good on the back end. Mm. I think Tomori is injured. He needs to find a combination that's going to help him in that back three. The four needs to be rock solid. And I think Leao needs to have a game. I don't like predicting anything. I want to see a good game, and I want to see a Milan victory. I don't care if we score with our shin. I don't care if we score own goals. I don't care if we score goals that VAR doesn't see. As long as we win the Coppa Italia and I have that little target on my next jersey next year, I will be happy, and we will move on. But for me, I'm going to repeat myself. This is a mirage if they win. It is not a successful season. It is a complete failure of a season, and we need to align as an association, as a management team, and get shit done properly. There's too many things going on and wording about, oh, if we win the Coppa Italia and we finish fourth, maybe we don't need a direttore sportivo. How fucking dumb can you be to even say that out loud?
I didn't say that.
Not you.
I didn't say that. Yeah.
Not you. That's the media. So that's pretty scary. So
siamo a posto così, right? What did Moncada? Siamo a posto così. No, not siamo a posto così. Guys, don't forget this Wednesday. Turn on those notification bells. Subscribe. Guys, it really helps us. Road to 3K subscribers on YouTube. Thank you for all the listeners. Thank you to all the viewers. We shall see you this coming Wednesday. On the note, ovunque e sempre. Forza Milan.
Forza Milan! Guys.